Well, you're not here for the comedy. Today's instructional jerk-off instruction will be something you may have never done before. And if you haven't, I want to apologize in advance to a particular part of the produce industry. Okay, weird voice aside, when I was, I didn't have sex with my husband until our wedding night, but I was a curious little thing. And I, on our honeymoon in an exotic place, I asked the concierge if he could provide me with a certain fruit basket. And so he brought up this basket, and I told my husband to close his eyes. And this is probably like literally maybe the second or third day we'd ever fucked. And two vanilla little conservative people. I was 23 and he was significantly older. And so he's laying there in the bed. And I said, close your eyes. And I opened the basket and I grabbed a peach out. It was this beautiful big peach. I cut it in half, took out the pit, and gently massaged the inside of the peach. Because sometimes there's ridges there, so it was nice and smooth. And then I did that for both sides. I walked up to the bed and I said, lift your ass. And he did like a bridge position, if any of you are yoga people out there. I don't do yoga. I mostly sit around and make audios and fuck myself. So he did the bridge position. I slid a towel underneath his ass. He put it back down. And then I proceeded to give him a mind-blowing peach job. At one point, that peach gets nice and warm from all the friction, and he came everywhere. Now, for those of you who are saying, like, oh my god, the citrus, I'm not going to recommend you do this. I'm just telling you a story about something that I did, okay? Do not try that at home. At least not on my advice. So that's one thing. We're not doing that today. Nor are we doing the ever popular Tiffany Haddish brought to life, taking a grapefruit and cutting it in sections such that you can take a grapefruit and blow someone's cock with that. I highly recommend you checking that video out because that does look interesting. Again, citrus, so, you know, maybe not for the faint of heart. That is not this. Today, I'm going to tell you about something new that I learned from a friend. And I witnessed this and I thought it was just delectable. Now, in order to do this, you will need one banana and an optional marker. I recommend the banana be not completely ripe, but somewhere right in the middle. Preferably no brown spots, but if you get a banana that is too ripe, it might turn into a mess. So just let me be clear, you're gonna fuck yourself with this banana, and it's gonna feel just like a pussy. So, you've got your banana, and I told you, optional marker. If you would like, I will tell you what you're going to do with that marker in a bit. So go ahead and peel the banana from the right way, which is like not the little pointy end, but the tiny end. That's how you peel it. Kind of squeeze that. Squeeze. And that's going to open your banana. So you take one strip and pull it down. And you're going to try to keep it as much intact, just with the exception of that one strip. Pop out the banana. Have a delicious potassium-filled snack. I don't know why I just took a bite, because that's going to be really loud. So what you'd have right now is a banana peel. One moment while I let the cat out of the kitchen. She has prude ears, and she apparently is offended by what I'm about to teach you. You guys, you got this banana. Maybe I'll take a picture and put it in the link. Hold, please. Oh, the power of pausing. So now you have your banana, and here's the optional part. If you'd like to take that permanent marker and write the name Rue on it because you appreciate this tip that you're friendly, slutty cum goddess is giving you. Maybe it's more cum demon right now. Go ahead and write Rue. But if you wanted that to be your girlfriend or your wife or your mom or your sister or your coworker. Listen, or your dad. I mean, like, whatever floats your boat, people. Whoever that is, put that name on there. It'll add a little extra erotica to this act which you are about to perform on yourself. So now, okay, Rue, I know what you're going to have me do. No, this is the step that makes it special. Go up to your microwave, and you're going to microwave this for 5 seconds. Had this microwave since for 16 years. It is old school. Okay, now please just touch it and make sure that it's not too hot because I don't want dicks burning for this. But basically what you're trying to do is get this banana to a nice warm temperature that's a little more than your hand, okay? Or a little more than your dick, rather. All right, now take this banana and do the best that you can to wrap it around your cock with the handle part, the little stem up, okay? That'll be kind of your handle. Wrap your hand around. You know, put it a sleeve. You're trying to have like a half banana sleeve. This is what you're gonna do, okay? Now, well, it's your fleshlight now, so let's have a little fun. Stroking up and down, just like that. Oh, doesn't it feel really good? Doesn't it feel just like a pussy? Keep doing it, baby. Yeah, keep doing that. You can get harder. Up, slow down. Sorry about that. Slow. I want you to go full force here until you come all inside this yellow banana, okay? Oh yeah, just like that, good boy. Yeah, oh look at all that cum. Oh, it's such a mess. If you're one of those guys that's dirty, you have a nice little banana that you can lick your gum out of, like a little ice cream float. I sure do love gum. Mm-hmm. And for me, I have this banana sitting right here. I have this dildo sitting right here that's all covered in banana. And I'm gonna suck it a little. If you have a lady near you, maybe she wants to taste you like this. Mmm. Oh, that tastes good. Oh. Mm. Who doesn't want a little sound in the background of anything? If someone jerking off a dildo with a banana all over it. So that's really your task, boys, is to fuck yourself with a banana peel. One last tip is think beforehand what you're going to do with this banana peel, because honestly, I don't want to get texts and IMs from girlfriends and wives and dads and whomever that say, I was cleaning out the garbage. Who the fuck is Rue? Thank you. So, I hope you enjoy your lovely cum session. I'm so proud of you for trying something new. And I'd love to see, I'd love to hear any comments if you did this. Any brave souls out there, and how did it feel? Either on the chat here or, you know, a brief DM or a picture, because you know I'm a slut that way. All right, good night. Fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. You know, try at your own risk and all that other disclaimer stuff. We're just having fun around here, folks.